crossing the Rubicon. I have always rather liked that phrase, though few use it much these days. I guess I like the imagery associated with making one of those irrevocable decisions that sets one's life on a different course. Indeed, a line not much different from that other, a somewhat better known phrase, burning one's boats. Okay, I suppose that's just the historian in me, one who appreciates the reference to the Spanish conquistador Cortez, who burned his boats upon his arrival in Mexico, so that his men would know there would be no retreat from their advance into the Aztec Empire. But it is the Rubicon image that, however superficially similar, has far more meaning these days, as America moves ever deeper into one of the most potentially damaging challenges to America's two-century-plus republic. A republic born in part from the memory of ancient Rome's long successful republic. Indeed, the challenges that once faced Rome's foremost legislative body, the famous Roman Senate, are not that different from what we face today. In truth, a legislative body much like America's that had been born of the collective effort to cast off the shackles of monarchy, in Rome's case, that of the hated Etruscan kings. Indeed, like those at the Philadelphia Convention, centuries later, Rome's constitutional elite were obsessed, so obsessed with avoiding any sort of king that they devised a binary executive office that included two different officials, the famous Roman consuls, who could veto each other, a system that operated well enough for centuries until corrupt Roman politicians decided to back a fellow for consul Julius Caesar, who had regularly made it clear that he would not operate by what went then for Roman constitutional norms, so much so that as his consulship later ended, Rome's constitutionally contemptuous consul Julius Caesar found himself afraid that the moment he gave up his formal titles, he might well be arrested for his many illegal acts while in office, a fate Caesar was unwilling to contemplate, and thus Julius Caesar made the fateful and constitutionally destructive decision to march his entire army across that rather minor river, the Rubicon, that separated Italy from the rest of Europe, setting off a civil war between his followers and those who remained loyal to Rome's traditional legislative freedoms, a decision that eventually saw the downfall of the Roman Republic and the birth of Rome of the Emperors. Now, of course, yes, as a professor of international history, I'm well aware that history does not repeat, but as a scholar of world history, I am just as aware that it rhymes all the time, and that the environment that saw Julius Caesar make his bid to destroy the Republic rather than see himself humiliated seems eerily familiar these days, as Donald Trump, America's congenital fascist and supreme narcissist, finds himself after 2 long years empowered by a complacent Republican Party, now suddenly become vulnerable, courtesy of November's blue wave and the Mueller investigation, always a package deal if there ever was one, facing a dilemma not unlike Julius Caesar's. Indeed, anyone who has watched the man over the years, watched Trump using every means at his disposal, every illegal, every unconstitutional move conceivable to his advantage, can be almost certain that Trump, like Caesar before him, will go to any length to protect himself and perpetuate the power he has so obviously come to love, and no doubt setting off a battle royale over whether America's 200-year-old republic, like Rome's republic before it, will be able to withstand those who would undermine America's historic national liberties in a narcissistic effort to save themselves. And make no mistake about it, there will be plenty of those who will answer Trump's cry for help, creating an explosive environment America has not seen since the dark days just before our own Civil War. And as in the 1860s, likely to challenge all of us to the core of our being as we wrestle with what role we ourselves will play in the unfolding drama.